This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, President Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, the date of birth, September 13, 1952, date of initial evaluation, December 5th, 2023, follow-up evaluation, January 30th, 2024. The chief complaint, 71-year-old African-American male referred for initial evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 71-year-old male with 5 to 7-year history of congestive heart failure, period. He began having shortness of breath and dyspnea worsened by exertion, period. He has dyspnea marking across his small apartment, period. He has had no chest pain, but reports fluttering while on dialysis, period. Past medical history includes 1, diabetes type 2, next number hypertension, next number end-stage renal disease, next number congestive heart failure, next number COPD, next number arthritis, past surgical history, left shoulder, next number bilateral knee replacement, next number right wrist fusion, next number perirectal abscess, the allergies, naproxen results in angioedema, family history, brother with diabetes, mother with heart problems, older brothers with asthma, social history, patient smokes half pack per day. He states that he has not had alcohol in years. He has distant history of cocaine and marijuana use. Review system. Otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 172/61, pulse 81, respiratory rate 20, weight 270 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Lungs exam reveals expiratory bronchi. Cardiovascular, he has a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. Abdomen is obese. There is mild right upper portal tenderness. The impression, 71-year-old male with congestive heart failure not otherwise specified. He further has history of emphysema and hypertension, period. Blood pressure is noted to be poorly controlled, period. The planned start carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams POBID, follow up in 4 weeks. He should obtain echocardiogram. Addendum, data review, EKG shows sinus rhythm, 69 beats per minute. There are some atrial premature complexes, period. There is prolonged PR interval of 230 milliseconds, consistent with first degree AV block, period. Interval history, the patient was referred for echocardiogram and also started on carvedilol. He did not get those medications and did not get the study done. He stated that he had to reschedule the plan. We'll once again start carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID. Losartan 35 milligrams one daily. Umex 1 milligram PO daily. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.